seeking answers. In working with residents as a counselor and person in long-term recovery, it has been necessary to think a lot about how to handle challenges, overcome difficult situations, and attempt to live a life of meaning and substance, in spite of personal problems or chaos that might surround me, feeling compelled out of necessity to ask the big questions and seek answers. Motivation came about in an effort to seek relief from suffering, largely self-created, and desire to stop pursuing the painful cycle of seeking comfort outside of myself through mood-altering substances, and ultimately choosing instead to seek healthy solutions. As people of faith, we know our true comfort and peace comes from seeking God and His will for us. Answers to the big questions were found in the Bible and 12-step fellowships of Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous. Basic Christian and recovery concepts include realizing we alone, in and of ourselves, do not have the power to successfully manage our lives. Early in recovery, it was suggested to me to be open to faith in a loving God and strive for willingness to turn my will and life over to Him daily. Other important recovery concepts include willingness to look at one's shortcomings and humility to ask for help and having them removed. Being quick to admit when I'm wrong, where others are right, and thinking less about myself and more about others, their needs, wants, desires, and how to successfully serve them. And continuing to seek guidance and direction, conscious contact with our source of strength and hope, praying daily, I might be relieved of shortcomings sufficiently to be of service to others, and thinking how I can be a better employee, spouse, parent, friend, co-worker, sibling, and neighbor. The healing message recovering people need to hear has depth and weight. It's the big picture, the big questions, and answers to those questions. What is it to be human, to be a child of God, and how do we live life successfully on a daily basis from a practical point of view? Our Christian faith and the spiritual principles of recovery are there to help navigate through difficulty and maintain sanity, serenity, and faith. Rebound's program director gave away recovery medallions with the following inscription: Serenity isn't freedom from the storm, it's peace within the storm. I think this is particularly true for us as essential workers. The following prayer is the long version of the Serenity Prayer. The Serenity Prayer is used liberally by practitioners of 12-step programs and appropriate for us in our line of work serving others. The long version of the Serenity Prayer, written by Reinhold Niebuhr, German theologian. God, give us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things which should be changed, and wisdom to distinguish the one from the other, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that You will make all things right if I surrender to Your will so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with You forever in the next. Amen.